B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A mutant goat is being worshipped as an avatar of God after it was born with a flat face and strange human-like eyes in India.
It's a weird-looking thing.
It's pretty wild, yeah. The young animal, which has human-like eyes and mouth, was born recently in Nomadia Village.
We call it Chloe.
The owner, Mukesha Prajapap, posted a short video of the black goat with a strange face inside his hut earlier this week. The goat is seen stumbling around the room and wagging its short tail in the video.
Like the other goats, am I?
In other pics, it is also seen glaring at the camera and looking away when Mr. Prajapap reaches out to touch its scalp.
It looks a little evil.
It may have suffered the facial deformity due to a rare congenital defect called cyclopia, which usually causes a single eye to form in the forehead, like a cyclops.
Ah.
Yeah. Goats may be considered a holy animal in India, although Hinduism names the cow, monkey, snake, elephant, and tiger amongst its five holiest animals. However, goats are named in part of the Vedas, Hindu religious texts, and an animal of importance. A goat with the facial structure of a human was born in India in 2017. Its nose resembled a human's, and it also had a delicate nose and lips. Thieves generally try to leave little evidence behind, but sometimes they're not so lucky. The owners of a family jewelry shop in El Cajon, California, says a couple came into Ishtar Jewelry Store on Friday and acted natural before the woman held open an electric door that customers need to be buzzed in and out of. At that moment, the man she was with jumped over a counter, grabbed some gold chains, and then started running out of the door being held open. They got away with about $70,000 worth of jewelry.
Wow.
But the thief got his fanny pack hooked on the door. During his escape, it broke off his body as he ran away, and the fanny pack had his driver's license, which was handed over to police. So far, no arrests, but they know who they are looking for.
What kind of thief wears a fanny pack? Come on.
The owner of a prized chicken that was mauled to death by a dog has been awarded a higher payout because the bird was a trained actor with movie experience.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to be right after this.
That's right. Thank you, Gene.
He was going to star in a new version of Death of a Salesman as Willie Loman.
Ute Mislovich.
What?
Has been compensated. That's the person. That's
I thought it was me.
No, has been compensated $1,000 for the loss.
Wow, $1,000.
Of the hen named Sieglind.
You know, we're sorry your acting chicken was ripped to shreds. Here's a grand.
Well, go ahead.
No, they said, like, typically a chicken would be valued at $20. This one was at $700.
So it starred in the 2017 film We Are Sisters.
Oh, my God. Which sister was it?
She claimed to have plowed hundreds of euros into 10 hours of training for the chicken, only to watch her investment vanish when the animal was killed in a farm in Germany later that year.
It also has a role in The Crown, right?
So today a court ruled that Mislovich was entitled to a larger payout than initially granted owing to the acting lessons spent on the dead animal.
It was a method.
Yeah, it was a method.
Method chicken.
Yeah. A lower court had previously awarded her only half that amount, saying that
this is a disgrace.
She was partly at fault. Were you a character witness in
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm Gene Simmons of the rock band Kiss. And a chicken aficionado.
Saying that she was partly at fault for letting Sieglind roam free on the farm, but this has been overturned. Describing the horrible day of Singland's death, she said the dog raced here into the yard, ran into the paddock, and grabbed the chicken.
Oh.
At first, the dog owner trashed claims that his canine had mauled Sieglind and insisted that it was a different chicken, an ordinary egg-laying hen called Chalote. But the court concluded the dead chicken was indeed Sieglind, which Mislovich's lawyer said was being touted for future movie roles.
That's right.
And thus secured.
It had a meeting with Spielberg next month.
A hefty payout.
I mean, that does suck. I mean, it was only 10 hours, but any animal that you train and then
all that time.
Mauled.
Yeah, exactly.
It had a role in Cats.
I have a, which is bizarre, yes, that a chicken would
have a chicken. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Super talented. We'll miss you.
Here's another animal story. Sorry, Gene, but it's not a chicken.
There we go now.
It's about a horse. A horse on the loose on a busy city road was rescued by people who managed to get it to safety on a bus.
They put the horse on a bus?
They did.
Are you listening, Bill Weston?
This is in England. The animal was wandering on the highway in Cardiff, causing some motorists to pull over to help. Harry Stevens, who helped rescue the horse, said it happily trotted onto the Cardiff bus. It was then taken on a ride to safety and was reunited with its owners.
You guys, there's a horse on this bus.
A woman and her friend had been driving home when they spotted the horse near the central reservation of the road in the middle of fast traffic. She said that it was shaken up and managed to stop traffic, and they calmed the animal down with some help of passersby, and then a bus stopped.
Here, get on public transit. That'll calm you down.
The police arrived, and we were all a bit flummoxed of what to do because we couldn't get a horse box in there in time. She said the bus driver suggested putting it on the bus, so they put the disabled ramp down, and it went on quite happily.
Aww.
The horse was then taken to the hospital, a park and ride stop, with one other passenger sitting close by.
Not before stomping an old woman in a wheelchair.
The police said the horse was collected by its owners after being contacted by the local horse warden. So it actually got on the bus, and you would think a horse might freak out if it got onto a
bus. No.
But I guess if they're moved in trailers and stuff like that.
And if they're constantly being hit in the head with a baseball bat.
That will calm them down a little bit.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A road rage incident turned deadly after two women in a sedan got into a fight with a motorcyclist in Hollywood and followed him to a residential street. And one of the women inadvertently fatally struck the other woman in their car. It's really weird.
Whoa.
So that's why I included it in the Bizarre
File. So they were both going after somebody else and one ended up killing the other?
One kills the other. So the series of events began around 12:30 in the morning on Sunset Avenue in Hollywood. The two women, both 26, were in a Mercedes when they became involved in an altercation with a man on a motorcycle. The pair, who were friends, followed the motorcyclist. And that's where the passenger exited the Mercedes and confronted the motorcycle driver. The woman behind the wheel then tried to drive away, police said, but she crashed into a tree on a sidewalk in front of a residential complex. The driver somehow ended up outside of the car and became pinned between the vehicle and the tree. Her friend, the passenger who had exited the Mercedes, returned to the vehicle, tried to move it, and she ran over the driver while she was trying to leave. Isn't that weird?
It's incredibly weird. I would have to see a diagram of how this all played out because it defies logic.
Now, video from the scene showed the woman's body covered in a sheet. Meanwhile, the second woman ran away from the scene. The motorcyclist stayed right there and cooperated with investigators. So,
hey, so what happened? I don't know.
Sounded like the women were the instigators in this. Here's a weird little way to express jealousy, but whatever. A man in Austin, Texas, waited outside his ex-girlfriend's apartment complex. Then he jumped out of a bush to steal a bag of Burger King food from her hand. He took the meal to his own apartment, which is in the same complex, by the way, and he later told police he was upset because another man had bought that meal for her. So he stole her Burger King bag.
You're never going to have it your way.
And he has been charged with theft.
With hamburglary.
Yeah. For that. A Houston grandmother has run over and killed one of her accomplices in a U-Haul truck. This is similar to the other story.
Just a bad day for trying to run people over.
It seems so simple. Well, she was acting as the getaway driver in a high-speed chase after a burglary. The incident occurred Tuesday morning when Dawana Thomas, a 54-year-old grandmother of seven, pulled up to a Sonny's Food Mart with three accomplices in the truck.
Killer, Grandma, killer.
The three men she was driving then jumped out of the U-Haul, broke into the store using bolt cutters and cut off the locks while Thomas acted as a getaway driver by waiting outside while the men burglarized the inside.
Hi, Grandma.
While inside the store... while inside the store, surveillance... Do we have that whole clip, by the way?
Sure.
While inside the store, surveillance footage shows the suspects stealing beer, T-shirts, and smoking paraphernalia. Wow,
hi,
they were
Grandmom.
They were really aiming high.
Oh, absolutely. They went for the big stuff. Stuff you could sell overseas.
They also tried to break into the ATM inside with the bolt cutters, but failed before making off with their loot.
Hi, Grandmom.
That was the code. That was to bring the getaway car around.
Yeah. They had two-way radios.
Right, yeah.
And when you hear this.
Yeah. Hi, Grandmom.
I'll be right there.
An off-duty officer who happened to be at the scene witnessed.
Both you and I are sniffling like crazy.
I know. Witnessed the burglary and called other officers for support as the high-speed chase began. The chase was 25 miles and lasted 26 minutes.
Hi, Grandmom.
At one point during the chase, one of the suspects jumped out of the moving vehicle but was arrested by some pursuing officers. When a second man tried to do the same thing, he fell off the U-Haul while clinging to the passenger side mirror and ended up being run over and killed when he went under the rear passenger side tire of the truck. Wow. The grandma allegedly has a lengthy criminal history, including charges of robbery, auto theft, and drug convictions. Police also believe the grandmother was either drunk or high during the criminal.
What a grandma. At 54, she has 7 grandchildren?
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Thomas had her first court appearance on Tuesday evening, by the way.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandmom.
A custodian. Listen to this. A custodian who worked at a Hunterdon County, New Jersey school until 2017, when he was fired after being accused of stealing a gift wrapped box of candy around Christmas and what he described as a misunderstanding, has filed
bastard.
A lawsuit against the district. Peter Merrow, 58 years old, said in the suit he thought that the wrapped boxes he came across in the maintenance room at Reddington Middle School were meant as a year-end thank you to the crew from staff.
You're fine.
He said, I chose one and I put it in my car and I was happy to be thought of by the staff. About 20 minutes later, he says he was called into the office for a meeting with the principal, vice principal, 2 supervisors, and 2 police officers.
Oh, my God.
He said, they asked me if I took one of the gifts and I said yes. They then said I intentionally stole a box of Christmas candy worth $20. I said it was a mistake. Morrow states in the suit they did not believe me. They said that they had me on camera putting the gift in my car. Morrow said he told them that he had keys to every area of the school. Anything more, he said, I found laptops, jewelry, cell phones, and other items of value and promptly brought them to the office. He states in the suit, I would not risk my job for a box of candy. Merrow said that the principal told him he was fired, demanded his badge and keys.
You know what you are? You're what we call a candy eater.
He said, I was stunned. I could not understand why they were doing this. There were 6 people in the room for the school and myself. I was overwhelmed and disoriented. He said the principal instructed the police officer to arrest him for theft and remove him from the premises. He was charged with theft of movable property. They eventually dropped that, but he still lost his job.
No.
It sounds like a simple misunderstanding,
it
you know?
It does.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.